New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down.
Hey everyone, and welcome to They're Playing Our Song, the podcast where your song becomes our song. I'm your host, Robert Perry Cruz, here with a solo effort to ring in the new year. Hope you all had a fabulous new year. One of the things I always like to see when the new year has begun is a nice summary of what happened in the previous year. Amazon was nice enough to send me an email telling me exactly what I'd been listening to from Amazon Prime streaming service. And they even told me what were the most played songs I had listened to from them the whole year. Now, this is a bit of a self-selecting group because I had to have gone to Amazon, seen that it was offered for their Amazon Prime service, and then downloaded it to my phone or streamed it. So there were only so many albums I had done this with. So it's not quite a list of my most played songs of the year. But when I saw the email, I thought, why don't I pick my most played song and talk about it on the show, because hey, it must have been my song for the year. Unfortunately, the song that Amazon chose for me must have been wrong, because I'm pretty sure the only time it ever showed up in my playlist, I clicked the next button. It was the Employment Pages by Death Cab for Cutie, which is from their fabulous album, We Have the Facts and We're Voting Yes, which I love, but that is not my favorite song, and I don't often want to listen to it. So I said, well, I'll go to whatever's next on the list, which was LCD Sound System's New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down, which is what we're going to talk about today. Now, New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down is off of LCD Sound System's second album, Sound of Silver, which was released in 2007. Now, if you're not familiar with LCD Sound System, they were a really great band, mostly with frontman James Murphy doing seemingly everything. I think other people maybe played other instruments. And they're mostly sort of electronica or dance punk music. And though I don't love every song of theirs, because some of them are a little too dance beat for my taste, I don't listen to too much dance music, many of them are just excellent. So please give a listen. If you haven't, this is free on Amazon Prime Music, if you have paid for Amazon Prime, which is where I actually own many of these albums, but certainly this album, I don't actually. I think this is the only one I don't own, so it's nice to be able to stream it. So in any case, New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down is a bit of a melancholy lament of singer James Murphy and how New York has changed over the years. Now, for those of you who are younger, you might not know that New York actually used to be an incredibly scary place. I know when I was growing up, all I knew about New York, I knew from movies and Marvel Comics, and it was apparently just a hellhole with nothing but crime and supervillains attacking all the livelong day. Now, in about the 90s, Mayor Rudy Giuliani came into power, and there was a huge effort to clean up New York City, and which has led to the still tough, still a lot of crime, but overall somewhat sanitized version of New York that I think we all know, and to be honest, I prefer. This song is very much from the perspective that changing New York for the better, the sanitizing of New York, was actually a bad thing, and that New York was better before. I would take some umbrage at the statement, having rarely visited New York, but certainly from the outside, having a pretty good sense that things are better off now than they were in the 80s. But I'll leave James Murphy to his opinion. But there's something about the way the case is presented in the song that is both humorous, factual, and also a bit self-effacing. But let's get into that in a little more detail. So going into the song itself, this, unlike many of LCD Sound System's songs, is less of a dance song and more of a straightforward alternative pop song, much more with pianos, less dance beat, less repetition of those beats. So I think this song's very, very listenable to someone, even if you sort of were turned off by the idea of this is a dance album, this is a dance song. The way James Murphy lays out his distaste in how New York has transformed over the years is through a number of statements and images of how so much of what he loved about New York is just gone. It's closed down. It's kind of with some digs at former Mayor Bloomberg, who the millionaire mayor who is my billionaire mayor who's convinced he's a king. For those of you who don't know, he changed the law so he could be elected more than twice as a mayor. I think that's what it was. I'm not from New York, so forgive me if I'm wrong. And the idea of cops being bored because all of the stores, I'm assuming he means, you know, the less than reputable stores that used to be in Times Square rather than all the chain restaurants, have nothing better to do because all those stores are now open for, you know, real reputable business. So the cops are all kind of bored and hanging around. He definitely does not think of anyone like me who finds these changes positive as being the best type of people. Certainly he considered us, I would say, boring. Looking at New York's populace as now being including more and more boring people, which he certainly wants us to know. He does mean with all disrespect, as he says. He seems to believe that there was something great about kind of the dinginess of New York. Certainly imagining the bars where he dreamt he would drink. Just having all these dive and skeezy places that he really, really wanted to be. Which, I don't know, I'd have to talk to him about why he thinks these are such great things. But, you know, there's something about the way he goes into the lyrics, how it's still the one pool where he'd happily drown, that really points to the fact that even though New York is not the New York he loved, he wants to be in, it's still the place he wants to be, regardless of these changes. And I think that adds to the melancholy nature of the song. If this were just a song dumping on, oh, all these things change in New York and now I hate it, I don't think it would come off as much of an emotional song, as a song that we can appreciate, as it does for someone who still loves this thing in their life that has changed so significantly. And certainly the music backing this song really does convey that message. It's a lot more slow piano throughout most of it. Not as much, like I said, not as much dance repetition. I mean, certainly some of the lyrics, New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down, repeats. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out, sometimes comes in, kind of putting at maybe the increased terror that James Murphy is feeling as New York continues to change for the, as he would consider it, the worse. But certainly not being able to let go of how he used to see New York, but also not being able to let go of what it has become, I think it makes this an empathetic song. It's not a song where we're like, this dude's nuts, why would he have liked it? Maybe if you're super rich and have a popular band, it's great to be in New York, even amidst the crime, but you know, the rest of us hoi polloi actually like feeling like we could walk around New York without getting mugged, or go into the park, you know, maybe not at night, but certainly go into Central Park and not think, who's going to steal my wallet next? Again, I've really only really been to New York City twice in my life, so everything I know is pretty much from Marvel Comics or the movies. And those things happen a lot in both Marvel Comics and the movies. Man, Spider-Man would be out of a job if the crime rate really dropped that much in New York. Now, as the song goes on, Murphy really looks at the idea that those of us on the outside of New York are happy about these changes, and we still believe that, oh, it's a city that never sleeps. It's the place where you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. We're still buying into the line that New York wants to peddle, I love NY. And he wants us to know that even though we may think it's the same thing, it's not the same thing. And I think he has a sense that New York is still trying to trade on its reputation, even though it no longer maybe deserves that same reputation. Certainly he mentions it even in the lyrics, where he talks about being taken off the mailing list for the kids who think you still exist. Like, we're all on some big, big email list of cool places to go visit. And certainly as the song gets into this portion of it, the music really does start to build up. And again, not dance music, it's much more orchestral, just some strings really beating drums, you know, real crescendo of sound. And I think it goes along with sort of the turmoil he's having. At the beginning, he's just melancholy and sad, and that's why you just get the piano. But as the song goes on, he's increasingly frustrated with the change in New York, frustrated with the opinions of other people about his fair city, and the music is really reflecting that. And that leads up to the areas near the end where he kind of gets to this tongue-in-cheek passage talking about the general change. And so that's almost like he's ranting at the end of the song. It's not so much about New York changing as the whole world has changed, in which we're a generation of whiny babies whose mothers always promised that there'd be someone to keep them safe and everything would be nice and you get whatever your dreams are made of and everyone gets a trophy for participation. And this whole section feels a bit tongue-in-cheek, but the fact that the music is starting to build, you do get the sense that James Murphy was writing this to be a bit jokey, but also a bit serious, and this idea that the stories were being peddled or that everything's going to be okay, and how this general sentiment of life is one of the things that has been making New York less and less the place he wants to be, because it's not supposed to be safe, it's supposed to be kind of dangerous, and it's supposed to be kind of grubby and scummy, but the fact that we're all growing up in this sort of magical wonderland of high self-esteem, even though we haven't accomplished anything, is one of the reasons that the city continues to transform as time goes on. And the idea that, you know, mother told you truth, always be somebody there for you, I find very funny, you know, that idea. It's true to some extent. It's a little bit of a sour grape line, and I think James Murphy knows that he's not, he knows that. He's not trying to create a song in which he's just, you know, crapping on everybody listening to him that's not from New York or doesn't think New York was better off in the 80s or the 70s. He gets it. He gets it. He's kind of ranting, but at the same time, he's not trying to be exceptionally mean. And I think that comes from the next couple lyrics in which he talks about how maybe he's right and, you know, how maybe she's right, maybe he's wrong, and sort of goes back and forth. Who's right? Is it the mother? Is it the people who like the changes in New York? Or is it him who's right? And it sort of ends with the jokey, well, you know, even if he's not right, or even if he is right, hey, you know what? He wrote a song about it. You know, it's in this song, and he kind of hits that great falsetto at the end. Which is sort of a great ending, and then you just get, you know, the violin, you know, the quick strings on the violin, the really loud noises, all the instruments are playing something melodic, but also somewhat cacophonous to really bring it all to a head, and then it just kind of, boom, drops down. And it seems like it's ending, it seems like the song is over, and there's a nice little break, and then, boom, back with kind of a little bit of a soft melody, repeating some of the initial New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down, starting tones. And then the song ends from there, kind of gives you this ebb and flow of James Murphy is sad, then he's mad, then he's really mad, and then he's ranting and raving, and then he kind of just crashes, and then just back to kind of feeling bad. You know, that refractory period sort of comes in after you've had a big rant and a big scream, and I want everyone to know how terrible something is, and then I can't really keep that level of anger up, and then the song ends, and this actually is the song that ends the entire album. So if you listen to the whole thing, you've got this very personal, somewhat funny, somewhat melancholy, but ultimately kind of cathartic tune to end your listening experience. Now for me, I wouldn't say I'm the hugest LCD sound system fan. I actually heard about them a lot earlier. They're one of the bands that I cite as how hip I am, because I didn't know about this band before they were cool, with some of their initial songs from the first album, like Daft Punk is playing at my house. And though Diana, my wife and sometime co-host, is not a huge fan, I love the song also from this album, All My Friends. And I thought about doing that song, but I wasn't quite sure what I had to say about it other than just, oh, it's so great, I love the piano, I love this, I love that about it. Whereas this song, A, kind of popped up on my Amazon Prime list and put it back in my mind. And then B, I think it's a song that tells more of a narrative. I was able to sink my teeth into it a bit more in a way that would be coherent on the show. So we'll come back to All My Friends at some point, I'm sure. I have to really sit down and put my thoughts in it. Maybe find someone who wants to talk about that song too, to kind of get my own thought process going. Because it's not always concrete to talk about songs. Folks, 26 episodes in, I know that very well, and I'm sure you know that from listening to the show. But anyway, back to the song. you know, so I wouldn't say that I'm a, like I said, not the hugest fan, but I do love many, many of their songs. And it's really nice to have a song like New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down as a more standard tune, I think, from the band, instead of being as much of kind of a repetitive dancey song. This is structured more like a traditional almost pop song in a way, you know, with the same melodies over and over, with a pretty clear A kind of pattern to the whole song. The lyrics are pretty clear, the imagery is pretty straightforward. So in some ways it's a basic song, which I suppose is a good thing. You don't want to be telling everyone about how New York is making you sad with all the changes, and then put it into such heavy metaphor that you have no idea what's going on as a listener. You kind of want to get your thesis across. Everything sucks now. Used to be better. Grumpy old man statements. But there's just something about it that, even though I don't really agree with James Murphy, I get his point. It does sort of suck to feel like something that is special, that you love more than anyone else, changes. I think that's true about almost anything. You know, we sort of hinted at it in some of our Star Wars episodes, the idea of something being so precious to us growing up, and then having it potentially change to fit the needs of the next generation. And who are they to tell us what's supposed to change, because they kind of suck and they're all mama's boys and mama's girls anyway. But I'm on that side. I kind of like the idea of New York being safer. If you're very interested in learning more about how New York changed, certainly there's a great chapter about it in the book Freakonomics, about why is New York a safer place today than it was back in the 70s and 80s. And the answer will surprise you. There's a plug for economics, for our economics/book club podcast, I guess we're starting. In any case, that's one of the reasons that I love New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down. It's also great because it's one of the songs that my middle son is able to sing. If you give him the New York, I Love You, he'll sing But You're Bringing Me Down, which is quite enjoyable. And he tries very hard to say all the lyrics, though I don't think he knows them all yet. Maybe next year. So if you haven't been convinced, well, here's the elevator pitch of why it should be your song. LCD Sound System's a super cool band, but maybe you're not into dance music. This is a great way to get into them, into their sound, without listening to, say, a dance song. It's a seemingly very personal song. It's amusing. It's a bit sad. It has some great funny lyrics, some great imagery that kind of points back to how New York used to be. You know, the change in New York is almost like a death in the hall that you hear through your walls. I love that idea of, oh, it's so sad, like somebody dying. Kind of like you used to hear people getting killed outside your paper-thin apartment walls. There's a bit of a disconnect in how that image is supposed to be something that makes me long for an old time when it's describing what that old time was like, and it does not sound very good. It doesn't sound great, James, but hey, whatever, you're entitled to your opinion. But in any case, it's a great way to get into this band. It's a nice, relatively simple song with some fun melodies, some fun lyrics, and it also gives, you know, think a little bit of a biographical twinge to the band and the premier songwriter. So I hope, having listened to me ramble by myself for a bit, that you now find New York, I Love You, But You're Bringing Me Down is our song. Aww. Well, I hope you enjoyed this, the first episode of the new year 2016. If you did, certainly you can go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. They're Playing Our Song. You can leave us a review if you'd like, or you can email me at rob@playingoursong.net with any feedback, or hey, to suggest a song, or to ask if maybe you can be on the show. We have a couple guests booked in, but you know what? There's always room for one more on the show, because I want to hear about your songs. You can check out what kind of questions we ask, as well as hear updates and, you know, get links to the songs and maybe some music videos on our website, playingoursong.net. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/playingoursong.net. You can follow us on Twitter, where I occasionally post whatever I'm listening to with some sporadicness, at playing_our song. Oh, plugs. I've got one plug today. It is for a very special birthday boy. My brother is turning older. He's younger than me, so he's not an old enough to be president yet, but he's getting there. In any case, happy birthday. to my little brother. If you have not gotten my email or you haven't been checking your email, I got you a fabulous birthday gift. In case you were all wondering at home, we have tickets to one of the preeminent hilarious podcasts that we like called The Flophouse. They're doing a live show in Brooklyn. And so guess what, Brandon? I got us tickets to that show. So we're going to have a nice fun time visiting New York. And I will have to tell everyone whether it is even better than it was in the 70s and 80s. I have no way to compare the two of them. But I will actually be in New York for a third time in my entire life. So a bit apropos that we're doing this episode. He promised me that he would also do an episode of the show with me. We'll see if he holds up to that. But this is a fabulous present, so I hope he does. So anyway, happy birthday. You're old. For the rest of you who I did not get a birthday present for, so sorry. I will hopefully see you, hear you. You'll hear me. Hopefully you'll hear me next week on the show. But until then, remember, it's your song. So play it long and play it loud. Bye, everyone.